And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, live here in the studio, the Right Side Studio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We got a caller. Yeah, we got a caller on line one, Boomer. Yeah, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, man?
Doing well, except for that vote passing. Beyond that,
yeah.
Doing well.
Good enough, man. What's on your mind?
Well, based on your monologue, party politics and personality, I believe it was.
Yeah.
I would, based on Winston Churchill and never surrender, never surrender, never surrender, I want to put another B on there, a fourth one, perseverance.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
We don't give up.
No, we don't get enough perseverance right now. And you're right. I mean, right now, Biden is willing to cave on virtually everything, it seems like.
You get knocked down, get up off the mat. Go back again.
Yeah. Good work, Brian. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day. All right. Hey, listen, we got plenty on the show today, so we're going to get into Adventures in Woke World here in a minute. But let me just remind you guys, we have plenty of stuff for you. All right. Plenty of stuff for you. If you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, I mean, like right now, the show is live streaming. You can catch it right there. Go to rightsideradio.org, click on the tab. It's called Live and Podcast, I believe. And the streaming is going on right now, so you can see inside the Right Side Studio. You can also, by the way, catch the podcast. Where are we at, Boomer? The podcast over the weekend. We have to be like pushing 68,000 or 675 somewhere in there. I'm guessing, but yeah, that's where a lot of what you got, bud.
Yep, about almost
68,000. Woohoo!
Yep.
All right. But yeah, the podcast is on there. If you're a podcaster, or for that matter, if you just missed part of the show and you want to catch it again, or you want to send a link to a friend about that interview we did with somebody like Ted Nugent last week, or the one we had with Jared Hudson, who's running for sheriff as a former Navy SEAL running for sheriff in Jefferson County. We've had some great interviews lately. All those are on our podcast. Boomer breaks them down every single day. Birdman then uploads them into segmented pieces, and the podcast is just kicking. By the way, hello to California. I can't explain it, but our second largest podcast audience is California to this day. It's been going that way now for almost like 6 or 8 months. So hello, California. We love you out there on the left coast, and just hang in there. We're going to keep working our way towards you. A lot of things happening, too. You've also got the things like the Right Side Store on there. You check that out because that's where you can get coffee mugs, T-shirts, Right Side stickers and stuff, including Right Side socks because – everybody needs Right Side socks. I was talking to somebody the other day that works in the legal field around here, and they use their kind of like political terminology, they said, I can neither confirm nor deny that my wife may have gotten me some Right Side socks. But anyway, it's all on the website right now. Well, I can see a caller coming in, so I'll give it 1 second before I jump topic. And see if I can grab that call real quick. But yeah, the Adventures of Woke World piece, I'm going to lead off with a story right here in Alabama. You'll be happy to know that Title IX, woohoo, it's coming to Alabama. Yay. The Biden LGBTQ2IA plus whatever, acronym is today, it's all there. What do we got on line one there, bud? Is that Alan? Yeah, Alan from Hartsville. Phil Williams here on Right Side, bud. How you doing?
I'm upright and breathing, looking down at the ground instead of looking up.
There you go. I like it. What's on your mind, man?
You keep saying that it's, get what you pay for.
Okay.
Well, the libs and Mr. Biden is getting exactly. Now, I've got a prediction.
All right.
And I'm just, my prediction is that this thing about Hunter will come out just before the 2024 election. And they'll charge him, and he'll be just, all charges will be dropped by his father. Now, that's the way it's been working.
Mm.
And I just don't like that idea at all.
No.
Common people that get charged with crimes, they go to jail. And it's already been, there's too much evidence about Hunter Biden for him not to be in jail.
No, it's just pretty amazing.
That doesn't make sense.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, you got Americans right now going to jail for allegedly lying to Congress or for assembling on January 6th. And some of them didn't even, by the way, commit any crimes within the walls of Congress, and they're in jail. And you got Hunter Biden has got a complete pass right now. But hey, Alan, thanks for your time, man. We're up against the break here shortly, so appreciate you, and stay in the audience. We like having you around. All right, listen, we are going to go to a break here in one moment. We'll come back from that, though. We're going to kick it off with Adventures in Woke World, and then top of the hour, you're going to want to hang around because Congressman Mo Brooks will be calling in to talk about the spending bill out of D.C., the Spendorama, I am calling it. And, yeah, what's another $739 billion between friends, right? Well, especially when it's on green energy deals. And, oh, by the way, 80-some-odd thousand new IRS agents. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But yeah, we got that and we got more. And we have to lead it off there, Boomer, with our Adventures in Woke World sound effect here in a few
minutes.
Yeah,
we don't get to use that very often. I know. I'm excited to get that on.
We got to make sure that one gets used.
Yes.
All right. All right, folks. Listen, full show for you. You got to stay tuned. We're going to be in the triple dipper. Why do we call it three stories you got to know? Because it's three stories you got to know. What happened in D.C. is going to be impactful for decades to come, if not more. And it's basically on policies that, I mean, I just saw it a minute ago. Congressman Barry Moore just sent out a text, said he doesn't know of anybody in the state of Alabama who asked for more government, more taxation, and more IRS agents. But here we are. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ronald Reagan said, if we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it's the responsibility of every American to be informed. For over 30 years, the Alabama Policy Institute has been the go-to source for conservatives who care about the way our state government works. If you want to know whether our state leaders are truly upholding the principles of limited government, the Alabama Policy Institute can provide you research, podcasts, and analysis. All of that and more at www.alabamapolicy.org, the Alabama Policy Institute, Alabama's watchman.
Hey, folks, Phil Williams here. This audience has quickly made Right Side Radio one of the most popular daily shows in North Alabama, and for that, we are so grateful, really. So if you're advertising on Right Side, you know you're hitting a wide audience across North Alabama, South Tennessee, but if you want to advertise on Right Side because you already love the show, then you need to contact Right Side directly. Just go to our website, rightsideradio.org, click on the contact tab, and send us an email through the website, and we will get you on board ASAP. We'd love to add you to the Right Side Radio team. That's rightsideradio.org.
Let's face it, 1819 News is here because the other guys aren't doing their jobs. Agenda-driven news with leftist ideologies sadly dominates the headlines. At 1819 News, we know you want the truth and that you can handle the truth. Our team of trained journalists work to earn your trust by bringing you the good, the bad, maybe the ugly. Check us out at 1819news.com for all the top headlines. Honest news, Alabama values.
Your constitutional rights are sacred and should not be overlooked or trampled. The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty exists to make sure that everyday folks like you know and understand our rights and how to best defend them. Freedom is a precious thing, and all the staff at ACLL are there to protect freedom. Go to www.alabamalawandliberty.org to learn more. The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, there to protect all things that make this nation great.
Do you just love coffee? Just Love Coffee is way more than a typical coffee shop with award-winning specialty coffee. A great all day. Just Love Coffee Cafe has a warm and welcoming atmosphere, perfect for meeting folks. Generous hospitality, fun experience that keeps folks coming in South Parkway in Huntsville and Hughes Road in Madison. You're gonna love it. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Eat, drink, love.
ZLA Solutions is Alabama's premier provider of staffing and business solutions. If you're looking for a job, if you're a business that needs to recruit and hire new employees at all levels.
Are staying local, state, national, all the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, by the way, if you are having any trouble hearing the show, you let us know. New technology, we're still working out some of the bugs, so just tell me if something changes. But listen, I'm going to jump right in. Boomer, you got that sound effect for Adventures in Woke World? Let's play it, even though we're questioning some of our tech right now. You tell me when you're about to play it so I will know, brother. Yeah, all right.
Adventures in Woke World.
You good? All right, listen, Adventures in Woke World, here's the thing. We got stuff happening left and right right now. I've got a buffet, if you will, a plethora, a veritable cornucopia of different things going on. Different things going on right now that, you know, they are just woke. How else do you describe it? You look at it and go, I'm not sure what's happening, but I recognize that it's happening. And it all begins to kind of get lumped back in to woke. So, yeah, here's the deal. First story I got to tell you, AL.com. AL.com is running a story, top of the headlines right now on AL.com. Alabama school is the first known in the U.S. to face Title IX investigation for sexual orientation. Here we go. Let the games begin. So here's the story. You may recall that most recently, the Biden administration has said that they will give out what they call an expanded understanding of Title IX regulations. Title IX is the federal law that prohibits discrimination based upon gender in education. It can be even things like, you know, women's sports. Like if you got baseball facilities, you have to have adequate girls' softball facilities, things like that. Well, Title IX is being completely undermined by the Biden administration and by leftist policies that are determined right now to make it as if we, you know, have men that can now compete in women's sports. I got news. It doesn't work that way. Well, one of the things they've also done, though, is they've expanded discrimination policies, even though Congress has not done this. Congress has not revised Title IX. Just simply the Biden administration has. So, story on AL.com right now here in Alabama. The Federal Office for Civil Rights is investigating a parent's complaint that her daughter, a Shelby County student, was discriminated against because of her sexual orientation during the 2020-2021 school year. A federal investigator called the case a high-profile one in that when it was opened in August of 2020, it was the first time that OCR, the Office of Civil Rights, was going to be investigating a case of discrimination solely based on a student's sexual orientation. So, you know, you look at it and go, wow, here we are. The case marks the first time that officials have used an expanded understanding of Title IX regulations that specifically protect students who are LGBTQ. Expanded understanding. Now, let me just point out something. In case it's not blatantly obvious, an expanded understanding does not, in fact, make it a law. So my hope is that the Shelby County school system is not going to sit idly by and go, oh, no, we're being investigated. I hope what's going to wind up happening is they're going to lawyer up, and I hope that the Attorney General and groups like the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty are going to get involved here and deal with this head on, because an expanded understanding of the law under a liberal pretense does not, in fact, make it law. Well, the story goes on to say, in June of 2020, a mother alleged that a teacher at the school denied a student, her student, placement in a school program. It doesn't say what. In the 2020 and 2021 school year due to, quote, homophobic bigotry because the student didn't date guys and, quote, likes girls. Okay, that's about as vague as it gets. True? Who knows? It does go on to point out, though, this could be a case of first impression. In the legal world, speaking as Lawyer Williams here, a case of first impression basically means it's a case that has never been determined on these kind of merits before. It has the potential to set a new precedent for how such future cases will be handled. Well, it's coming in under the federal courts. I would assume it will have to go through the federal court system in Alabama. I would assume, though, that somewhere along the way, someone's going to have to look at it and go, you know, if the event, in the event that it goes past investigation, which right now it's where it is, it's not litigation, it's investigation. Although, wait, just wait. I would assume, though, that someone's going to be able to say, Your Honor, we need to move to dismiss on the basis that there is no congressional action that has ever resulted in a law that reads the way they want it to read. They're simply interpreting it under what they call an expanded understanding. Well, they go on to point out that a formal investigation is an important step. It's an opportunity for the Department of Education to hold the school responsible and to demonstrate to schools all over the country there's an obligation to address discrimination when it happens under an expanded Adventures in Woke World. Boomer, y'all good on tech over there, bud? Everything good? I wish y'all could have seen, by the way. I'm taking a brief aside here. My brother Boomer over here just started grabbing wires and pulling jacks and hitting switches and checking things. You can explain it to me later, man. All I know is if I push a little button, I'm talking to somebody, right?
That's right. That's right. You're talking.
I'm talking, and hopefully they're listening, so that's all good. Hey, I'll tell you what. Since I couldn't hear it a minute ago because, y'all, we had some tech stuff going on, I was, like, talking in the blind. But you got that sound effect for Adventures of Woke World again? I want to hear it. I didn't get a chance to hear it.
Just, Adventures in Woke World.
Thank you. Now I feel complete. All right, next story I've got. Adventures in Woke World, yes. How about this one? Multiple people arrested after New York City pro-abortion protesters shout down Catholic parishioners outside of church. So where we are, folks, because even church is not sacred. Several arrests made as pro-abortion protesters clashed with anti-abortion activists at a New York City Catholic church on Saturday. Let me remind you, the anti-abortion activists were not there to be actively engaged with the pro-abortion activists. They were going to church. So the New York Young Republican Club Catholic Caucus had a rosary, called a rosary rally, at the church where they met for prayer about the issue of abortion. Well, they were met by a group of anti-abortion protesters who showed up at the cathedral on the first Saturday and literally began shouting down the Catholic prisoners, the New York Young Republican Club Catholic Caucus, calling them Nazis, and five of them got arrested. Well, they put out a statement, the New York Young Republican Catholic Caucus. The NYYRC Catholic Caucus denounces the violence once again directed at parishioners of Old St. Patrick's this morning, another effort to terrorize Catholics, they said, and we applaud any members of our group who attended the rosary rally. Open witness to Christ in New York City is a dangerous act. History will look fondly on those who stood nonetheless. And I agree. They ended by saying, growing forces in the city want to stop anyone from standing for Christ. If so, we will kneel for him. Wow. Wish you had more young Americans saying things like that, don't you? What else have I got in my stack? I got stuff. Some that'll make you mad. Some that makes you go, what? How about this one? Yeah, this will curl your hair. You ready? Stand by. Brace yourselves. Story on FoxNews.com dated 2 days ago. University of Kansas offers an angry white males study class. Let me read the headline again. Just absorb it. Just waller in it for a minute. You ready? University of Kansas offers an angry white male studies class. University of Congress, says Fox News, is offering a course in the fall called Angry White Male Studies that will examine the rise of the angry white male in the United States. Do they need any case studies? I'll go up and stand there and talk to them for a bit. What do you think? The course will be offered during the fall 2022 term with the goal of teaching about the, quote, prominent figure that is the, quote, angry white male, Campus Reform reported. Okay, here's two quotes. See if you can track this with me, Boomer. You ready? Here we go. Quote number one, quote, this course charts the rise of the angry white male in America and Britain since the 1950s, exploring the deeper sources of this emotional state while evaluating recent manifestations of male anger. Part two, brace yourself. You ready? The course description explains that students will be, quote, employing interdisciplinary perspectives to examine how both dominant and subordinate masculinities are represented and experienced in cultures undergoing periods of rapid change connected to modernity, as well as rights-based movements of women, people of color, homosexuals, and trans individuals. Shall I read it again slower? I don't know what it said.
I'm not sure if slower would help me.
Listen, man, I read this three times and highlighted it. Look, there it is, highlighted. And I'm still reading it going, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Questions that will be answered about angry white males. Angry white males. But you know what? What's crazy, though, is I can hear this kind of story, and I get angry because of the story. But I don't recall living as an angry white male. But when I hear the story, I'm a white male who got angry. So if I went to the class and I stood up and I said, excuse me, I take offense at this, I would be deemed an angry white male by virtue of taking offense. It's like a catch-22 you can never get out of with liberals. They do all they can to box you in. You're an angry white male. No, I'm not. Don't get angry with me. What? That's how it goes. All right. The questions that will be answered in this class that I am certain is going to send people out into the world prepared to make a better living and to contribute to society are questions, things like, where does he come from? What's he angry about? Is his anger misplaced? Is he blaming the right people? How long has this been going on? Is he a global phenomenon? How do we move forward? How about this? Quit running stupid classes that make white males angry. There's a good idea. I like that one. Okay, next. What do we got? We're in Adventures in Woke World. Can you play it for me one more time? Do it, man.
Adventures in Woke World.
Okay. AL.com right here in Alabama reporting. You ready for this? Boomer, you like Cracker Barrel, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not like an ad or anything, but like you, let's do this. That restaurant known as Cracker Barrel serves the kind of food that we like. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. When you go to Cracker Barrel and you get the menu, like what kind of food are you thinking when you arrive?
I'm thinking like good old hearty farm breakfast, nice yeah. big pork and yeah. you know, sausage and
yeah.
biscuits and gravy and
are you looking
eggs.
For are you looking for fake meat made out of vegetables?
No, not at all.
AL.com reporting Cracker Barrel's new plant-based offerings ignites a fiery Facebook debate. So, an innocuous post by a country cooking chain turned into a Facebook food fight this week, because that's the way the headline reads off. I got it right here. On Monday, Cracker Barrel posted a photo of one of the restaurant's build-your-own breakfast plates. I like those. In addition to eggs and hash browns, the photo depicted the Impossible brand meatless sausage patties with the caption, quote, discover new meat frontiers. Experience the out-of-this-world flavor. If you're a vegan, but you want meat, are you really a vegan?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. That's just like a...
If we got to make fake meat for you... What the heck?
That means, aren't you just craving meat?
You're craving meat.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a reason for that. God wanted us to eat meat. Okay. Over 7,000 comments have brewed so far on the Facebook post. Accusations that Cracker Barrel has gone woke and slinging terms like snowflake are all. I'm telling you, when Cracker Barrel starts messing around like that, you know why? They started serving alcohol. Next thing you know, they're getting vegan meat.
That's what it is.
Take me to a break before I lose my mind. All right, folks, we're going to come back and wrap up Adventures in Woke World. I got a couple more, and then top of the hour, we're going to switch gears, talk about fiscal policy. We'll be on the phone with Congressman Mo Brooks, get an idea how Spendorama is going to go when it comes to the House and what he thinks is going to happen with the economy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, so we are right now still in Adventures. And what you want to do it again, Boomer? What do you think? Go ahead. Hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? So some of these are funny. Some are goofy, like the Cracker Barrel thing. Some of them are ridiculous. Some are maddening. But it's all woke policies being put into place where you look at it, and the bottom line is, what it basically looks like is that right is now wrong, wrong is now right, up is now down. It's like something like Alice in Wonderland, where, you know, you're headed to the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. And the Mad Hatter says something like, "Why, I've actually believed as many as 6 untrue things before breakfast once in a while." I mean, that's where it is. And by the way, Charlene just the lovely Charlene just sent me a text. She goes, "Speaking of woke," and she has this article. It's a brand new article. It's up right now as of it's only 20 minutes old on Fox. Title of it. You ready for this? 80-year-old Washington State woman banned from the YMCA after demanding that a trans employee leave the locker. Really? So what you
wow.
got?
Wow. I mean, I can't believe that.
She's 80 years old.
And they just banned her.
They banned her.
From YMCA.
You know why? Because the article goes on to say that an 80-year-old Washington State woman was permanently banned from her local YMCA pool after demanding that a transgender employee leave the women's locker room. She said, "I saw a man in a woman's bathing suit watching 4 or 5 little girls pulling down their suits to use the restroom. And I asked him about his," she went over and asked him about his anatomy. I won't go into details, but, and he said, "It was none of my business. I told him to get out right now." He refused. So she went and told staff. Staff then told her, she said she alerted a pool staffer and was stunned when the staff member told her that she was being discriminatory and that she was now banned from the pool forever. They also allegedly said the police would be called, according to her radio interview. Said she didn't ask me what the problem was, didn't ask if I was okay, nothing about me. It's like she was waiting to pounce. And 80 years old. 80 years old. Kicked out of the YMCA forever because she demanded that a man not hang out in the women's locker room. Wow. Other story right here, and this is one of those woke things, but you look at it and go, good for you. Story on Breitbart. Dated August 5th, which would be what, Friday? Exclusive footage, and it just says there was footage. But anyway, a migrant bus of mostly single adult men sent by Texas Governor Abbott arrives in New York City. You may recall, by the way, that New York City and Washington, D.C. have both declared themselves to be sanctuary cities. They've been very proud of it, too. You know, we're a sanctuary. We stand up for the rights of everybody. Well, good. We're going to send them to you. So Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has been loading up buses full of illegals that come across the border. He's not allowed to deport them, so he'll just go ahead and transplant them to places where they say they want more of them. I mean, it's epic.
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
It's perfect, man. So, yeah, a bus filled with mostly single adult male migrants arrived at the Port Authority in New York City from Texas Friday morning, greeted by volunteers that were handing out burritos. Something about that just feels like a slight. I don't know why it feels racist. But anyway, they were greeted by volunteers handing out burritos as Governor Greg Abbott continues dispersing record-breaking numbers of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in his state to Democrat-run sanctuary cities. And he says, the Governor Abbott's statement, "Because of President Biden's continued refusal to acknowledge the crisis caused by his own open border policies, the state of Texas has had to take unprecedented action to keep our communities safe." I love this. I think this is righteous. I mean, I look at it and go, hello, Mayor Bowser. Hello, Mayor Adams of New York City. You bunch of schmucks. There you are, literally out there saying, well, we would be a sanctuary city, and we will welcome anybody. Texas is down there complaining. Well, Texas is also invited Mayor Adams to please come down and visit. Come down and see what it's like on the border with these open border policies as you insist upon being a sanctuary city. And oh, by the way, good luck taking care of the people you said you wanted more of. By the way, you can imagine the first thing that happened was that New York City and Washington, D.C. both called for federal assistance. Mayor Bowser even asked for National Guard. And it was denied, by the way. All right, I got more stuff than we had time for. Like, you know, lightning strikes are a climate change issue now. Or that stats show that 1 in 5 gay men who got monkeypox had sex with 10 or more people before getting infected. Oh, Lord. Or how about this? Trans activists plan on trafficking hormone therapy drugs across state lines. That might be a crime. Anyway, lots of stuff. It's a woke world. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your powder dry. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Congressman Mo Brooks. We'll be right back.